This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
The trailblazing politician Shirley Chisholm has been awarded Congress's highest honor. In a bipartisan vote that President Joe Biden affirmed last week, the unbought and unbossed Shirley Chisholm was honored with a posthumous Congressional Gold Medal. Shirley Chisholm was the nation's first black congresswoman representing a district in New York. Chisholm died in 2005. President Joe Biden signed the Shirley Chisholm Congressional Gold Medal Act on Thursday, posthumously honoring Chisholm with Congress's highest award for her distinguished service and achievements. Days prior, Vice President Kamala Harris, the first black woman to hold the second highest seat in the land, signed the measure in her role as President of the U.S. Senate. The gold medal will be minted under the direction of the U.S. Treasury Department and will be designed and minted with Chisholm's image, name, and suitable emblems and inscriptions. It will be given to the Smithsonian Institution and made available for display at events and locations associated with Chisholm. Chisholm was the daughter of Caribbean immigrants with roots in Barbados and Guyana. Chisholm won a seat in the New York State Assembly and upon her election in 1964 became its second black legislator. 2 years later, she helped found the National Organization for Women. When the activist decided to run for Congress, she weathered derision and threats, but tireless campaigning helped Fighting Shirley, whose slogan was Unbought and Unbossed, win a seat in 1968. After being sworn in, she quickly established a reputation for being an outspoken advocate of civil rights, gender equality, and uplifting the vulnerable and marginalized. The Democrat introduced some 50 pieces of legislation over 7 terms. Then Chisholm broke new ground with her high-profile 1972 campaign for President of the United States as the first black candidate and black woman to seek the nomination from a major political party. The Montana Supreme Court has upheld a district court ruling in the nation's first constitutional climate change trial, affirming that the Montana youth plaintiffs have a fundamental constitutional right to a clean and healthful environment, while revoking 2 Montana statutes. The 70-page decision, authored by Montana Supreme Court Chief Justice Mike McGrath, upheld the ruling of Lewis and Clark District Court Judge Kathy Seeley in the landmark Held versus Montana lawsuit, explicitly stating that the state's greenhouse gas emissions are proven to be a substantial factor in causing climate impacts to Montana's environment and harm and injury to the youth plaintiffs. Judge Seeley's decision also rolled back 2 laws enacted by the Republican supermajority 2023 Montana legislature that changed the Montana Environmental Policy Act. The Montana Supreme Court found in a 6-1 decision that Montana's constitutional guarantee of a clean and healthful environment includes a stable climate system, quote, which is clearly within the object and true principles of the framers' inclusions of the right, unquote. In addition, the Supreme Court order found that the Montanans' right to a clean and healthful environment was violated by the MEPA limitation, which precluded an analysis of GHG emissions in environmental assessments and environmental impact statements during MEPA review. The 6-justice majority found the law which limited analysis of greenhouse gas emissions during environmental reviews is unconstitutional and enjoined the state from acting on it.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.